The doctrine of the overview. And we have 8 points in this doctrine. And what is this doctrine? Just a general overview. A general thumbnail sketch of these 101 Bible doctrines. So the first category, obviously, is salvation. We have three columns here. We've got the word category at the top for the first column. The second column has the word work. And the third column has obtainment. And under these columns, under 5 points, we have 5 categories, and then we do the work of the obtainment. So the first category is salvation. Who does the work for salvation? God does the work for salvation. And this is the plan of God. He developed a plan in eternity past. We're going to cover the plan of God coming up really, really soon. Who obtains this work of God? All mankind is a candidate for salvation. All mankind. This is the doctrine of unlimited atonement. How do you get it? By non-meritorious positive volition. Romans 4, 5, John 1, 7. All you got to do to obtain it is want it. You got to be on positive signals. I want to be with my Creator. And you will get the gospel on how to do it. I don't care who you are, what dispensation you find yourself in, it doesn't matter. God is perfectly capable of getting the gospel to all humans in the context of their own culture and their own language and their own analogies, whatever the teaching tool is, and we've studied this doctrine before. So the work is not man for salvation, and that's the evil of religion, that man does the work. No, God does the work. And God sewed it all up very nicely. And logically, if man can have anything to do with this plan, it's the weak link in the chain. And that's where it will break. But there are no weak links in God's chain. It can't break down. So if man has any involvement in the plan of salvation, it cannot work. We'll study this doctrine in the future. Category 2, we have logistical support. This is for the believer, of course. The work is God's, and I put a plus R there, because once you believe in Christ alone, faith alone in Christ alone, you receive the righteousness of God imputed to your soul / spirit. That's the basis for your salvation. And no, you don't feel anything. And so when you have that righteousness, God has to give you logistical support in the devil's world. Who does it go to? All believers. It's non-meritorious, and you don't even have to exhibit any volition at all. You could be the most rotten believer there ever was, and you will get X amount of logistical support by God. Why? Because what the righteousness of God demands, the justice of God must execute. And you, as a loser believer that hates Bible doctrine, that doesn't even know you're saved, because you got saved at 8 and then just forgot all about it, you have the righteousness of God imputed to you. And therefore, you're going to get X amount. It's like a magnet. That's going to attract logistical support blessings by God directly to you. Even if you're the worst believer that ever lived, you will get something. Point 3, category 3, escrow blessing rewards in deposit. God the Father in eternity past, long time ago. In Ephesians chapter 1, it just says, before the foundations of the earth. It's a lot longer than that. But that's just to let you know, it was a long time ago. God the Father put into an account blessings with your name on it. Because he knew, pro genosco, you would come into existence. And therefore, he set aside vast areas of blessings for you, personally. And those blessings are in 2 categories. 1 is for time. That's your body, mortal body. And 2 is for eternity. And those blessings in time can be many things. They can be good health. They can be prosperity, wealth. They can be friendships, lots of good friendships, a wonderful spouse. They can be a great job, rise to the top of your career, great hobbies, things that you really find enjoyment with, all those things in time. And then eternity, another category of blessings beyond human imagination. But they're in an account. Escrow means that you have to do something to get them out. And so God did the work by putting these blessings into an account before you came into existence. But he knew you would come into existence. And so he set these blessings in there for you. Why did he do that? the grace of God. He wants to give these things to you. And therefore, to demonstrate that he's true in his desire to give them to you, he puts them in an account. Jesus Christ is the escrow officer. You are the grantee. In order to get these blessings out in time and in eternity, you must fulfill the conditions of the escrow. What's the conditions? Learn Bible doctrine. And when you start learning Bible doctrine, then these blessings are released to you in time. These are above and beyond logistical support blessings, which all believers get. These are way beyond that. And then, of course, at the judgment seat of Christ, you will receive your eternal blessings. So the obtainment, all believers, non-meritorious, no volition. It's non-meritorious. You didn't do anything to put these blessings into an escrow account. So it's all believers, non-meritorious, but you're going to have, obviously, positive volition in order to obtain them. So the no volition refers to the fact that you didn't do anything to put them in the account, but I'm going to add in there positive volition. Because in order to get these things, you've got to be positive to Bible doctrine. You've got to be positive. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. But you didn't set the escrow account up. God did. And guess what? Your Creator knows exactly what buttons to push to make you happy in life. For example, your hobby might be baseball cards, bore me to death. But other people, that's all, man, their eyes would light up. You mean I got the Mickey Mantle card I always wanted? I have other hobbies that excite me that would bore you to tears. Because we're all different. So God gave me my hobbies overflowing. I mean, I can testify that I've got my hobbies. I can't go any higher in the hobby field of my hobbies. I got them by the grace of God. And that's just part of the rewards in time. And I could categorize all my rewards that I've got. And I recognize I didn't earn it or deserve it. And I can guarantee that. But they dropped in my lap. Why? Because I'm such a good person? No, I'm not a very good person, actually. But I'm not going to show you all the bad parts of my life. I play poker quite well. There's only one reason. I've been positive to doctrine for a long time. And he knows it, and I know it. And he knows I'm an SOB, and I know I'm an SOB. So when I sin, I just use greed round and forget it. Philippians, forget your failures. If you don't forget your failures, you're not acting in grace. And now you're not going to go very far in the Christian way of life. Forget about it. So I don't go, oh, shucks, I didn't deserve it. Of course I didn't deserve it. But it's called grace. I'm very happy to get it. And I know I will get rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Absolutely confident. I don't know what level or category. I'm going to get something. Because God's not a liar. Okay. So escrow, plus I know I got these blessings in time, which means, boom, a fortiori, I've got some good blessings coming for eternity. So that's the escrow blessing in time. Number five, escrow blessings, rewards in eternity. So we've already covered both of these together. The eternal rewards you will get in eternity. And these things are written in language of accommodation. We'll study this when we get to the doctor. Rewards, crowns, the translucent uniform over your resurrection body, the pillars that will record your name forever in the things that you did. Oh, I didn't do much. I'm just an ordinary believer. I didn't conquer France. No, but it's just your ordinary life in the devil's world. And you don't realize the impact you have, but it's fantastic. You are an invisible hero if you're positive to doctrine. Your name may not be written in the history books of the United States of America, but you're an invisible hero in God's history books because you have had an influence on your family, on your community, on your state that's beyond your imagination. And that's how history flows, called the doctrine of the pivot. So, number four and five is for winners only. The loser believer can't lose their salvation, but they're losers. The winner believer takes advantage of these things. So, it's the deposit is made, number three, and number four and five is the positive volition part. So, three, four, and five kind of go together, obviously. So, three is escrow blessing deposits that are put in there. We didn't put them in. Four is escrow blessings, reward, and time. How do you get them? Positive volition. Isaiah 53:12. Here a little, there a little. To be saved, one decision. To get this, thousands of decisions. All your life, you have to make decisions to expose yourself to accurate Bible teaching and move forward and grow. Number five, again, winners only, non-meritorious. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't work for it. And again, it's no volition because God put it in there for you. But you get it, of course, with positive volition. So you have to have meritorious positive volition in 5 as you do in 4. But God put these things in there. So point 6, God's plan is mandates first. This establishes God's authority over the believer. It includes rebound, which he commanded you to do. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. Stop quenching the Holy Spirit. These are commands to rebound. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Quench not the Holy Spirit. And the entire realm of Bible doctrine. That's his mandate. That's who he commands you to do. Number 7, God's system is virtue first. What is virtue? Virtue is impersonal love and personal love. So virtue consists of personal love for God, which you only get through learning Bible doctrine, and impersonal love for all mankind, which you only get for Bible doctrine. It's based on the divine dynasphere and residence within it. We've studied those doctrines before. And God's policy is grace first. Grace is you don't earn it, you don't deserve it, you can't work for it. Impossible. All that God is free to do for man based on the work of Jesus Christ on the cross is what grace is. God is now free to bless you. He's free to save you, and he's free to bless you because of the work of Christ on the cross. That's grace. If Christ didn't do that work, his justice can only condemn the unbeliever. God is perfect. He can have nothing to do with sin except to condemn it. Ephesians 2, 8-9, Romans 5, 17, Titus 3, 7, Acts 15, 11, 2 Corinthians 9, 8, and 2 Corinthians 12, 9. And that is the doctrine of the overview, which is crammed full with Bible doctrines. But if you're a mature believer, you can run through this fairly quickly. It's kind of a nutshell overview. With our head bowed and our eyes closed, Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying the doctrine of the overview. We pray that you will challenge us to recall these things as they are retained in our soul when the testing comes. We pray that we will be able to glorify you in time and eternity by moving forward in your plan, in your system, and in your policy. In Christ's name, amen.